across the cobbles of the town square. The clock on the church tower read 12. He was mouthing at me, but I couldn't hear what he was saying. Pugin appeared beside him, carrying a book of his poetry, and I ran towards the king's head. "We could easily catch you," the poet called out, "but chasing is more fun." When I awoke, I couldn't for the life of me understand why I had run away from him. At the office on Monday, Katie, my supervisor, reprimanded me for daydreaming. I was thinking about Pugin, wondering if I could engineer a meeting. It would mean travelling to another of its readings, one taking place in a town with a railway station. I haven't a car. It began to seem like hard work, and there was always a chance the agent would recognise me and have me barred or thrown out. It could be an expensive waste of time. In any case, I had kissed Pugin, and he made it clear there was nothing else on offer. I took out my phone and searched for up-and-coming events. There was another literary evening at the town hall the following weekend with the novelist Mike O'Hare. You'll know his work, a kind of light, hip comedy, showy but forgettable. I had read his last novel, Paper Plates, the previous month. He seemed to have produced a